From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Hungarian authorities have shut down Budapest's main train station, stranding hundreds of migrants, mostly from conflict-ridden areas of the Middle East, who are trying to travel on to Austria and Germany. Hundreds of police escorted the migrants out of the Eastern Railway Station and blocked the re-entry Tuesday. There are no reports of clashes, unlike earlier in the day when hundreds tried to board a Vienna-bound train but were blocked by police. Some chanted, "Freedom, freedom," or "Germany, Germany." That's the preferred destination for many. When asked why officials had closed the station and stopped the flow of migrants, a Hungarian government spokesman said officials are trying to adhere to EU law. Under EU rules, migrants must seek asylum in the country before entering. That means Hungary is technically prevented from allowing the migrants from passing on to Austria and Germany. Meanwhile, in Germany, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy urged the European Commission Tuesday to come up with proposals to help Europe cope with its refugee and migrant crisis, including defining countries of safe origin. The German Chancellor, in a press conference after the talks with the visiting Spanish Prime Minister, said the EU's policies for asylum seekers need to be followed. She says that we agree that the unanimous EU asylum policy must be adhered to and that member countries have a responsibility, but also the EU Commission. We agree that the EU Commission should define safe countries of origin and that registration centers be set up in Italy and Greece as part of the EU joint effort. VOA News. Al-Shabaab fighters used a suicide car bomb to attack an African Union force base early Tuesday in Somalia's lower Shabelle region, then stormed the site and engaged in a firefight with troops. The militants claim they killed dozens of troops and seized the base in Janaul, which the African Union mission in Somalia denies. Amisom can confirm that the base is still under Amisom control, it said on Twitter. However, there's no official confirmation on any casualties. Lebanese government protesters stormed on Tuesday the Environment Ministry in the capital of Beirut, calling on Environment Ministry Mohamed Mahnouk to resign. Lebanon has been hit by a series of protests against the government, ignited by a waste crisis in the country. Thousands of protesters waving Lebanese flags and chanting revolution in the streets took to the streets of Beirut on Saturday for an unprecedented mobilization against sectarian politicians they say are incompetent or corrupt. Five Palestinians and an Israeli border policeman were wounded in a raid in the occupied West Bank to arrest a Hamas militant, according to the Israeli army and local medical officials Tuesday. The fate of the wanted man was not immediately clear. The army said soldiers demolished a house in the city of Jenin in which the suspect was hiding after they were shot at. A court in Thailand has found an Australian journalist and his Thai colleague not guilty of defamation over a report linking the Thai Navy to a human trafficking ring. Alan Morrison and Chutima Sadassian each had faced up to 7 years in prison for a 2013 article on an English language news website. Speaking after the verdict was delivered, Morrison said he was pleased to have been exonerated and said it was good news for Thailand and for media freedom.
This is a fantastic day for us to be free of the weight of this charge and these cases. And it's a great day for Thai justice as well. I mean, we believe that we were innocent, and the Thai justice system has said that that's the case.
Again, that is journalist Alan Morrison. Pope Francis will give all priests discretion to formally forgive women who have had abortions and seek absolution during the Roman Catholic Church's upcoming Holy Year and the Argentine Pontiff's latest move towards a more open and inclusive church. In a letter published by the Vatican on Tuesday, Francis described the existential and moral ordeal faced by women who have terminated pregnancies and said he had met so many women who bear in their heart the scar of this agonizing and painful decision. In church teaching, abortion is a grave sin that those who procure or perform it incur an automatic excommunication. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.